All right, the Burton Panthers baseball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Port Aransas is made possible by Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Plan North Architecture, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Brenham National Bank, Dahman and Associates, PVR Material, Quality Glass, and Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woods & Lumber Company, Glenn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Kinzura Tile, Citizens State Bank, EDM Pipe & Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Larry Poppy Construction, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Tigua Toyota, Bowman's Insurance, Tillman Construction, Kiki Family, Daryl, Katie, Trent & Tucker, Bradford Valley Schools Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Sandtown Catering, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with your favorite host, Doug Brown, and the pig breeder himself, Daryl Kiki, after these words from our sponsors.
Sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther baseball team a successful playoff season.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interests first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you back to Yoakum High School, where it is game number three of this best two out of three series between the Burton Panthers and the Port Aransas Marlins. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And Daryl, last time we were on the air, it was really a tale of two games. Burton came out, took care of business, 13-0 win in the first game. But then the exact opposite happened the second game as the Marlins took it 4-2 and leaving their ace to come in for the second game. And so now with the split, it's anybody's game today.
It's win or go home. So if it's pretty simple. The kids can decide, do they want to play or do they want to go swimming for the summer?
Yeah.
And hopefully they choose they want to play. And this is a beautiful park out here, beautiful day for a ball game. Feel really good about today. I think Coach Taylor got these guys back with the eye of the tiger. They were a little flat, but not to take nothing away. That pitcher that threw it against us the second game, he's a real deal. And kept us off balance, but on the flip side, we hit the ball hard, but right at them. The center fielder made two plays that were just great, and we still had a chance to win. So I feel pretty good. They're going back with the guy that started the first game. And we're visitors again today. What I'm asking for is get 3-4 runs this first inning. Calm the nerves, a little wit, and we're going to be just fine.
Yeah, and we got more to come here on the pregame. First, want to let you know that the don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through the 6th at Del Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. Back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
K&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
All right, we're back here in Yoakum and getting set for this third game of this series. Burton warming it out, doing their pregame rituals beforehand. And some big news coming out of Austin yesterday. We had some really good performances at the state track meet, and congratulations go out to Eli Simek and Caden Patterson, bringing home state championships in the hurdles yesterday.
Two state championships, that's tremendous. The relay team, it was just a few seconds behind, split first and fifth, and Lexi Brazier, she got third. So Burton ISD well represented.
Yeah, congratulations to all those young folks. That's something they'll remember for a lifetime. And meanwhile, back to business here with baseball. And for Burton, getting a chance to go to his third game. And this will be our first look here in the playoffs at Easton Witt on the mound.
Well, if he's just half what his brother is, we're going to be really good. But everything I hear about him, you can obviously, he loves the game. And anytime you got a younger brother, he's going to try to outdo big brother. And
yeah.
I think he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good experience to talent around him and should be for a good performance. Now, Marlins, on the other hand, I'm kind of surprised by this, going back to their pitcher from the first game to throw here in the third game.
I think that's all they got. They did what they wanted to do, is make it go to game three, and then they're going to hope that by them winning a second game with their ace that maybe we'll be off today or take them lightly just because we hit this guy the other night. And I don't think Thaler will let that happen.
Absolutely not. And we've got more to come here on the pregame. Let's send you back to studios and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufactured parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Burton Panther baseball team, specializing in residential custom homes. You'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are wishing the Burton Panthers baseball team and their coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Panthers all the way.
All right, as we come back here, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you, and it is the Burton Panthers and the Port Aransas Marlins today in Game 3 of their series. And another thing I want to make mention, congratulations to our good pal Dustin Majewski today, heading to Austin for his alma mater with the Longhorns, going to throw out the first pitch before the Texas-Missouri game today.
What an honor for Dustin. He's such a great dude. He does a lot for the community and for sports in general. He loves that. And, you know, so proud of him that he gets called back to do that. I know it was a little hard on little cat out here playing that he wanted to be there with dad.
And
too bad we couldn't take care of business for him the other night. But, you know, they'll video it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure Abby and them are there. And just a tremendous deal for Dustin to represent not only Washington County but Burton.
Yep.
To go throw out a first pitch. If he was here, I would tell him I just hope that he throws a strike and everything. But I guess I'll have to say it one time, hook him.
Yeah, there you go. Well, he was an outfielder, not a pitcher.
Yeah, but he still knows how to throw a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, most of them guys that do throw out them first pitches, they airmail them or they just lob them up there because they don't have an arm left.
Yep.
That's not the case here.
Oh,
he can still throw.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And everything. So
he's still young yet.
So hopefully he can knock he'll knock the catcher down. and they can gauge him at about 90, and then maybe the Astros could get him.
There you go. So, yeah, we wish Dustin all the best. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at this afternoon's starting lineups. But first, let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administrators, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Washington Animal Clinic provides dependable veterinary care and surgical services for both small pets and large animals, all while supporting the youth of Washington County. They're especially proud of the Burton Panthers baseball team as they continue their playoff run toward state. Way to go, Panthers! For trusted care that keeps your animals healthy and thriving, visit Washington Animal Clinic at 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to schedule an appointment today. Washington Animal Clinic is cheering on the Panthers all the way to state.
All right, as the umpire crew makes their way out onto the field here, time to take a look at our starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Burton Panthers, it'll be Tyler Witt leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the second baseman, Logan Tosta. Batting third will be the catcher, Braden Martin. Batting fourth, center fielder, Ruben Rodriguez. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, Ryder Biggs. Batting sixth, first baseman, Eli Yeager. Batting seventh is the designated hitter, Archer Fuller. And Fuller will be batting for the pitcher, Easton Witt. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, Matthew Raymer. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Isaac Mattis. Now for Port Aransas, they lead it off with their center fielder, Boston Wagner. Batting second will be the pitcher, August Redesel. Batting third, third baseman, Dylan Chastain. Batting fourth will be the shortstop, Zion Jackson. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, Stratton Mills. Batting sixth, left fielder, Dylan Scaff. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, Dallas Byler. Batting eighth, the catcher, Wyatt Sides. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, Travis Cohen. And he'll be hitting for the right fielder, Cole Scott. And that is a look at your starting lineups. And back with more of the pregame after we send you to the studios. Let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Summer is almost here, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, as we come back here, and let's give you a game time weather update. And right now we're showing here in Yoakum 86 degrees. And the winds are blowing at 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Otherwise, sunshine, low humidity, and looks like it's going to be getting up to almost 90 this afternoon by the time we get out of here today.
Very breezy.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to drive the ball down through the middle, hit line drives, and we're going to be all right. We sure got our fans sitting over here to the right. They're all working on their tans. I'm getting hammered because my friends, the Tostas, gave me two umbrellas to keep the shade off of me. And my pig people are making fun of me. So, you know, when they're going to want me to come out there and do something, it's going to cost them quite a bit.
Well, yeah, they could at least.
Just look how this umbrella just really makes me look professional sitting behind this chair, doesn't it?
Now they could have put a couple of margaritas with.
I told them that's all that's left of them. Don't tell Shannon, though.
Yep. And meanwhile, we're going to take another break, and hopefully we'll have the official introductions after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers baseball team in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel, personal attention for your next project.
All right, as we come back here, it looks like they're not going to waste any time with the intros and the anthem. They are going to go right into it. And so August Redisill out on the hill and leading off for Burton, the shortstop, Tyler Witt.
All right, Tyler, let's have a game today, buddy. Let's have fun.
And so we're ready with the first pitch. Redisill rocking, gets the sign, and delivers. And foul away back in our first pitch at 12:54. So starting 6 minutes early. A one count on Witt. And Redisil delivers.
Attaboy!
One into center field base hit. And just like that, the Panthers are getting things underway.
That's what you want to see.
And brings up Logan Tosta, the second baseman now. Tosta coming off that trip to Austin yesterday where they with the relay team where they finished fifth.
Yeah, we're proud of him. Yep. He's a great young man, family, very supportive, and, you know, it shows on the field.
Absolutely, good people.
I can't tell him too much. Cause
and Redisil ready. Tyler Witt takes his lead and pitches inside and Tosta backs out there, takes for ball one.
Let's go four. Do your job.
Squares away to bunt.
Cohen.
Pulls the bat. Takes a strike. Witt going in.
Add up, baby. All right, there he is, four.
Yeah, great jump there by Witt.
And you see how he slid in the back of the bag,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
He's just all around, just a smart baseball player.
And to think he's only a junior, we still got him for one more year.
Yes, sir.
And toss to this one. Drop ball to third. They're going to go to third.
No.
And he's off the bag.
Attaboy. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Yep.
But, you know, I'll take it.
Yep. And so Tosta reaches. And so we got runners at the corner. The shortstop there, Jackson, threw the ball wide of the third baseman. And Witt was able to slide in there and make it.
Number 13, the catcher. My buddy forgot that rule of thumb. If the ball's in front of you, you never go. But I'll take first and third, no outs right here.
There you go.
With Braden up.
Braden Martin stepping up to the plate, the catcher. Time is called.
You want to bet whatever you want to bet supper on. Toss is going to be going his first pitch. And we're going to have two runners in scoring position with no outs.
And Tosta going, and they're going to let him have. Pitch is called a strike. We got runners in second and third now.
There we are, Brayden. Let's go.
Golden opportunity for the Panthers to strike first.
Bust this thing open and never look back, boys. Let's go.
And the 0-1 delivery to Martin inside for a ball, and it's 1-1.
See one you like, 13, let him know.
And foul that one off his foot.
Foul ball.
And Martin kind of hobbled. Umpire's going to go out and buy him a little extra time.
Lucky he's got that ankle little pad on there. You could hear the thump from up here.
Oh, yeah.
He's a tough kid, though. He's too young to hurt.
So one ball, two strikes on Martin.
They're giving us a run on the right side. The left side is halfway in. So anything to the right side and up the middle, we're going to be okay.
The 1-2 pitch. Martin takes down low for a ball, and it's 2-2.
Let him know here, 13.
Witt at third, Tosta at second. Redisil rocks and brings it. Tapper back to the pitcher.
He's on.
And he's going to beat it out for the infield hit. Pitcher took too much time getting there. I think Redisil was kind of thinking the catcher was going to go out and get that one.
I don't think the catcher picked up.
And instead, neither one got to it. And so we got bases running now for Ruben.
Pinch run for catcher with Coy is going to be running.
Okay, Coy Gurka running. And now that's going to bring an early visit to the mound.
Yeah, the catcher never made an attempt to even go out there and get it.
And as done as Port Aransas today, a little bit different look, because when we were here Thursday, they were in all black, and now they've got white pants and powder blue jerseys on today.
Trying to look like the Florida Marlins, I guess.
Yeah, it could be.
My buddy Miami would be tickled to death with that, wouldn't he? All right, Ruben, let's bust this thing open, buddy. Hit a gap somewhere.
Okay, bases loaded. Nobody out. Ruben Rodriguez steps in here. Cleanup man, right-handed hitting center fielder.
Come on, eh?
And so gets the sign from his catcher. And pitch to Rodriguez.
That's a run. That's a run.
Side. And only play is to first. And that brings in Tyler Witt with the first run of the ball game. Rodriguez is retired 4-3, but he does get the RBI. And also moves up Tosta to third and Martin to second. Gurka to second. And now Ryder Biggs will step up here.
Come on, little Biggs. I need a drive in the gap here.
So Burton leads it 1-0. And pitch down low and outside.
Tosta was ready to come home, but not quite far enough away.
Winner of this moves on to the regional championships next week. Big swings and misses, and it's 1-1.
You all right, three. Right here, buddy. Tag up.
In the air. Tosta going back to tag. And they make the tag. Runners moving up.
That away.
It's going to be a sack fly by Biggs to get the run.
They're running, Coy. That away to move up.
Gurka also moves up. And it's 2-0 Burton.
All right, Yeager, don't leave him there.
And now Eli Yeager to bat.
Eli Yeager.
Give me that third run here, Eli. Come on.
First
baseman. Three would be huge, Doug.
Yes, it would. Yeager stepping in here. The only left-hand bat in the Burton order today. And pitch to him is down low for a ball, and it's 1-0.
1-0 to count on Yeager.
All right, 14. Here we go.
And takes that one for a ball, 1-1. A little bit outside. It's a 2-0 count. And now you're checking one. Oh, stay fair. He's going to run to the bag and get the final out. But Burton does strike first, getting two runs in that inning. On two hits, there were no errors, and one left done. We go to the bottom of the first. Burton leads it 2-0. Back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers baseball team in the playoffs.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Conjuratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. And as Burton Baseball heads into playoff action, Burton Meat Processing is proud to back the Panthers. Congratulations on a strong season and best of luck on the field.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Center fielder, Boston Wagner.
All right, back we go here. It's Boston Wagner, the center fielder, to lead things off for Port Aransas. And our first look at Easton Witt here in the playoffs.
All right, little Witt.
Freshman right-hander. Got an early lead to work with. And first pitch in there for a strike, 0-1.
Have fun on that mound, one.
And one outside for a ball. It's 1-1. And that one foul away, and it's 1-2.
He's bringing it.
Yes, he is. And went on the mound. Back behind the plate is Braden Martin, right side of the infield. You got Eli Yeager at first base. Logan Tost at second. Left side, big brother Tyler Witt at short. And Ryder Biggs at third. And we'll do the outfielders after the next pitch. That one is
over
on the first
it.
Base side, and it's foul. Outfielders Ruben Rodriguez in center. He's flanked in right by Isaac Modison and left by Matthew Raymer.
Nice breaking ball right there.
Yes,
so
it was.
I was just going to say, if he can snap them off like Big Witt can, going to be just fine.
Absolutely.
Way ahead here now. Bust him inside.
And the 1-2 delivery. Down low for a ball. Got away from Martin. And it's 2-2.
All right, little Witt, right here, buddy. You go get him.
And time called.
Duh.
Ball had gotten loose out of the dugout over on the Port Aransas side. And that went up high, ball three. And it's 3-2 now.
And hey, now you go get him. Make him hit his way on one. Have fun up there. You and Martin.
3-2. And when a ground ball is short, Tyler went up with it. Fires a ground
ball. Baby!
First in gets the out.
Out number one.
And got that first out in the books now. Hopefully, breathe a little easier
that was
there.
Big. Get that first out.
The pitcher.
And now the pitcher, the August Redisil.
August Redisil.
And let Big Brother get throw him out. That makes him feel better, too.
Oh, yeah.
Keep pumping strikes, big boy.
And Redisil steps in here. Burton leading it 2-0 here, bottom of the first inning. And this one
back to the boy.
And Whittle.
But I'm
throw over
the out.
That's two quick outs.
He saw that bat off. That man Wood has been splinters everywhere, Doug.
Yep.
Nice job, little Witt.
And that brings up the third baseman, Dylan Chastain.
Yeah.
And that one outside for a ball. 1-0. And outside, and it's 2-0.
Now you come all the way back here, buddy. You're all right. Nice shot.
Foul that one off of Martin, and it's 2-1. Luckily, he's got the face mask and the chest protector. I always wonder about the back in the old days when the catchers used to go around with no mask on.
Just turned the cap backwards.
Yeah.
Didn't know no better, and they were that tough, though.
Yep.
Atta boy.
Away, two balls and two strikes.
Way ahead now. Here we go. Deuces wild.
Two balls, two outs for
one. Hey, put him away right here, one. Don't waste no pitch. Boy!
Strike three called. Good curveball there to get the final out. That's three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left done. We go to the second inning. Burton leads this one 2-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Archer, four. All right, as we come back here, top of the second inning, Burton leading it 2-0. Archer Fuller to lead it off. He'll be followed by Matthew Raymer and then Isaac Modis. And first pitch to Fuller, foul back into the screen, and it's 0-1. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you from Yoakum High School.
Come on, Archer. Base hit.
Game three of this best 2-out-of-3 playoff series. Tied at one game apiece, and this will decide it.
Job. Drive him, 12.
Fuller, one of the seniors on this Burton team, and he fouls that one back into the screen. Count remains 0-2.
Had a pitch he could hit right there. Now you're going to have to fight this curveball off.
I misspoke earlier. I forgot that I said Jaeger was the only lefty. It's two Fuller a lefty also. And that one outside for a ball. It's 1-2.
Tried to get him to chase. Job, 12.
And swung and a miss on the curveball, and he's down on strikes for out number one. Brings up Matthew Raymer.
All right, Raymer, come on now. You're due, buddy. It's your base hit here.
Number nine, Matthew Raymer.
And pitch to Raymer. Outside for a ball, it's 1-0.
Not giving that outside corner on either side.
And that one, a ground ball to second. Up with it is Filer. He fires on the first. And it's two away. And brings up Isaac Mattis.
All right, little Wyatt. Come on, let's get going with two.
And that one's taken for a ball. It's 1-0.
Drive it through the middle, Isaac. Hit it hard.
And that one's up the third base side.
Out of way to boot it. Throw it away. Go.
And Modest is going to end up the second base.
Atta boy. Put it in play. Make them feel it.
Yep, and that brings up Tyler Witt.
Number one, Easton Witt.
Come on, Levin.
The pitcher.
No.
Let's go, Levin. Get you another one here. Need to score, Isaac.
And what takes the first pitch for a strike? It's 0-1.
Throw another one like that. Witt's going to hurt him here.
Modest takes his lead from second. And Witt, line drive caught by the third baseman.
He caught it.
Yeah, and that's out number three. In the inning, no runs, no hits. One error, one left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. Burton still leads it 2-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
As we come back here, Easton Witt warming up, and here in the second inning, they'll be looking at the middle of the order for the Marlins. Zion Jackson, Stratton Mills, and Dylan Scaff.
First up for the Marlins for the inning, the shortstop, number 7, Zion Jackson.
Jackson steps up here.
Let's go, Little Witt. Have fun up on that mound.
And first pitch, wow, looked pretty good from here, there.
Sooner or later, we're going to get that corner.
Yeah.
They already got bullpen action again, like the first game that got the left-hander warming up.
And 1-0 count. And this one back up the middle, and Jackson gets it through for a base hit. And now Stratton Mills, who was the winning pitcher in Game 2 the other night.
Left fielder, Stratton Mills.
Good one to double up right here, Doug.
Yep. Went looking in, gets a sign. And that one.
All right,
hit
right
the
there.
Air. Right fielder Modest over. Makes the catch.
Good job, 16.
Fakes a tag but doesn't go. That brings up Dylan Scaff, the left fielder.
Dylan Scaff.
Let's go, guys. Roll one up. Gotta keep him close over there.
And foul that one up the third base side. Going over near the bullpen area.
All right, little Biggs, he's going to come your way. Late. Have fun up there, Juan.
Infielders looking at Shaden for a double play, and this one bunted back to the mound. Witt up with it, throws to first, gets the out.
That's two big ones. Nice job.
And brings up Dallas Byler, the second baseman. And Witt doing the right thing, going to first, make sure he gets an out somewhere.
You get that out, with make it two outs. Don't worry about that runner on second.
Exactly.
Now let's get this third one, guys.
Swing missed on the fastball, and it's 0-1.
Way to pump it in there, Juan.
And pitches outside for a ball. One ball, one strike.
Right at him, one.
Jackson,
don't worry about that guy
second.
On second.
Check of the base runner. And now he's going to step off.
Call the ball.
Yeah. And a ball call moves Jackson to third.
Are you all right, one?
No, we've got to be careful here.
You all right, little Witt?
And pitch, this is down low, a ball, and it's 2-1.
2-1 count on Butler.
You can do it, Witt. Come on, buddy.
Foul tip, and it's 2-2. And they must have made a mandate or something on calling more box. Now, notice this year, they're calling way more. With both Bert and with Brett, calling way more box than they usually do.
Yep. Atta, baby!
Got him on strikes. And then over time, the signs are in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We play through two. Burton leads it 2-0. On to the third inning. And let's go back to the studios and hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, hi, come back here. It is Logan Tosta, Braden Martin, and Ruben Rodriguez against August Redesel.
2-3-4 in this lineup.
Yep. Burton leading it 2-0 here, top of the third. First pitch to Tosta.
And the gapper. And the gapper. One.
That's going to go up against the fence. And Wagner over, and Tosta's coming into second with a stand-up double.
Tosta hits a double to left center. And that brings up
Braden Martin, the catcher.
Braden Martin.
Martin singled his first, beat out an infield hit his first time up.
Come on, Braden. Trade places with him. We need a big inning here.
And that pitch taken for a strike, 0-1.
Attaboy, you hit your pitch here, 13, right here. 2.
And
you got to hit
two.
That one, big boy.
Martin not liking the call on that one.
You're all right, 13. Come on now. Move him around.
And that was
a
base hit past the diving jack.
Boot it, run it, come
and
on.
Got past
come on, let's go.
And tossed it.
Atta, baby. Atta, baby.
And that brings home the run, makes it 3-0, Burton.
Job, Martin.
And Gurka's going to go in and run again.
Gurka running at second.
Ruben Rodriguez is the batter now. Rodriguez got an RBI on the ground out last time up.
Come on, you, Ruben. No outs here. 3-0 Burton in the bottom of three, top of three.
And Rodriguez crushes that one to left to the back. And he made the catch. He almost got that one by him.
He almost got toasted right there.
And Dylan Scaff, the left fielder, reached up and made a good play on that one.
Brings up
Ryder Biggs.
Ryder Biggs.
Come on, little Biggs. Let's go, buddy.
Brought home a run with a sacrifice fly his first time up.
Get you one here, 3. Need that run.
And puts this one in the air. Gurka going back to tag. Catch is made. Gurka heading for third. And he'll be in there. Two down now. And it's up to Yeager to try to get this other run home.
And that brings to the plate number 14, the first baseman, Eli Yeager.
Come on, Yeager, right here. Don't leave him there, buddy. Need a base hit. Come on. Need a 14.
And that one taken for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Right here, 14. Hit it hard.
And that one down low for a ball.
Gurker getting a good jump off of third. If we could get a pass ball here, he's going to walk home.
And they do have a huge foul territory behind home plate.
And there it is. There it is. That a boy.
Base hit for Jaeger, and Gurka scores to make it 4-0 Burton.
It looks like a screaming line drive from here, doesn't it?
Yep. And that brings up Archer Fuller.
Come on, you Fuller, let's go. Let's go with two. Hike.
And strike call, it's 0-1.
Way outside.
And outside for a ball. That one, a ground ball to second. And going to throw to first and get the out to retire the side. But in the inning, the Panthers do put two more runs on the board on three hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Burton up 4-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administration's faculty and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
A&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
All right, that one, a ground ball in the hole at second. And Tosta throws to first and gets the out on Wyatt's side. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the inning.
Hey, that was big on both ends.
Yeah.
Tosta getting it in and snagging that first base by Jaeger.
Doing the stretch.
Good job.
And Travis Cowan, the batter now, the designated hitter. That one fouled away. On one count, we're in the bottom of the third inning. Burton leading this one 4-0.
Number ninth batter in the order here.
Yep.
That a way to pound it, big boy. Show big brother you're the man on that mound.
And that one outside of ball. It's 1-2. Yeah, that one's outside of ball. 2-2. And that one back to the pitcher, went up with it, throws to first, and that's two away now. And back to the leadoff man, Boston Wagner. And while we got an opportunity here, I want to remind fans that Washington County Little League season right around the corner. Matter of fact, it starts at the end of the month on Friday, May 29th. Yesterday, we just had the announcement of the All-Star teams and where they're going to be playing. And if you happen to miss one and want to go back and look, you can check out our sports page at our website, kwhi.com. We've got everybody listed, and you can see them there.
Nice pitch.
And the pitch from Witt is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Nice job, little man.
And down low for a ball. It's 1-1.
Stay down back there, Martin.
1-1 pitch. Fouled it off his foot, and it's 1-2.
You got to like this. Witt is just pounding this dude inside.
And the good thing, too, he's keeping his pitch count down because we're in the third inning. He's only thrown 32 pitches so far.
Burton math, that's just a little over 10 per inning.
Yeah.
In Burton math, right? Finish him here, Witt.
Yeah, that one fouled up the third base side.
Never going to get hurt if you pound inside like that. Now I could see a good curveball right here and sit down.
Yeah, that one over to short. Tyler Witt up with it. Fires
Scoop
the
it.
First and
attaboy.
The other end for out number three. And so three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. And we have played through three. Burton leads it 4-0. Back with the fourth inning after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, and here we go to start the fourth inning and some changes for Port Aransas. Ben Talent has come on. He's the new pitcher. August Redisil has moved to shortstop, and Zion Jackson has moved to third base.
Had a laugh at my buddy Taylor. He's working the system. He's over here with the home plate umpire just having a few laughs, so ought to be good for a couple of calls right there.
Oh, yeah.
Probably told me he had a Dr. Pepper in the truck for him. Come on, Raymer.
And Raymer 0-for-1 grounded the second base his first time up. And Talent, this time a lefty out there in his first pitch. Fouled up the third base side. Jackson over to grab it.
Come on, Matt. You can do it. Raymer got his camouflage hunting gloves on today. Change his luck. Can't see his hands.
A one pitch. Hello. Taking for a ball. 1-1.
Need you on 9 some way. Come on.
That one inside, 2-1.
Make him work. If he hits this and in there, you bust it. Come on now. step out on him.
And long wait and 2-1. Swung on a miss, and it's 2-2.
Had a good cut right there, though. Like to see that. Come on, 9.
That one, a ground ball, was short. Up with it is Redisell. Throws to first, and it's out number 1. And now that'll bring up Isaac Mattis.
We're about to announce that there is a new pitcher on the mound, number 2, August.
No.
All right, Isaac, come on, little White. Need you on.
And Talent ready with his next pitch. That one's fouled away by Mattis.
Number 16, the right fielder. Mattis up for the Panthers.
Long look in by Talent. And pitch to Mattis. Went fishing and came up empty there. That's 0-2.
You're all right. You're all right, Isaac. Come on, buddy. See it leave his hand, bud.
And next pitch coming. Mattis off the end of the bat and foul into the on-deck circle. Witt's over to retrieve it.
Coach Staley's going to get him to relax. Isaac's up there a little tight.
Yep.
There is a correction on the pitcher's mound. It's number 5, Stratton Mills.
No.
Let's go, Isaac. Have fun, buddy. You can do this.
And the guy's still wrong up on the PA booth. It's Ben Talent. Stratton Mills still over there at first base. Pitches outside, 1-2.
Make him come in there to you, 16, and hit it hard. Use that speed.
And this
get out of here.
Up and foul.
Attaboy, 16.
Mattis hanging in there at 1-2.
At a bar.
And demo a ball, 2-2. And it's, oh, throw down the first, and the out there, he swung and missed, and that's a strikeout for Mattis. Two down now, brings up Tyler Witt.
All right, to the top here, let's go. Big Witt.
Number 11, Tyler Witt.
Help a little brother out, let's go.
Witt 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Also playing some great defense this afternoon as well.
Step out on him, big boy.
And Talent brings the pitch and pops this one up. And that'll go foul back behind us. 0-1.
Come on,
count.
11. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. Nobody on.
And pitch from Talent. It's back to the backstop, and it's 1-1.
Let's go, Witt. Use them wheels.
All missed. Then it's 1-2.
That was pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Hey, you got him, Levin. Come on now. Barrel it up here. Barrel it up.
And that one swung and hit off the end of the bat. And it's
going to fall. Nice job.
And Tyler Whitnell, 2-for-3 in the game. And brings up Logan Tosta.
That's the first time the center fielder ain't caught one out there that was close to him. That cat's good. He don't miss much.
Yeah, that one dropped in before he could get to it. Tosta's been on base twice, fielder's choice, and a double, and he's also scored a couple of runs.
I believe you're going to see Witt run early here to give Tosta a chance to drive him in.
And Tosta sends this one a fly ball to left. Left fielder calling for it, and the center fielder gets in front of him and grabs it for out number 3. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we're halfway through this one. Burton leads it 4-0. Back at we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufactured parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trail Masters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trail Masters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trail Masters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther baseball team a successful playoff season.
All right, as we come back here to the bottom half of the fourth inning, Burton Panthers leading the Port Aransas Marlins 4-0. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you on this Saturday afternoon. So glad you could be with us. Don't want to forget, coming up to, some folks may want us to forget, coming up the way the season's been going. Astros and Rangers tonight at 6:10 at Daikin Park, and 5:40 Astro launch here on KWHI. So chance for two games today.
hate to remind my buddy T.O. as in Terry Leakey that, we did shut his Rangers out last night.
Yes, that is
sometime
true.
Sometime Blind Hawk can find Acorn.
Yep.
Sorry, T.O.
Yeah, great performance by Spencer Eric Yeti last night for the Astros.
Be number 2, August Radazel.
And brings up the shortstop, August Radazel.
Have fun up there, Warren. Keep pumping it.
Easton Wynn out there for his fourth inning of work. And so far, the freshman right-hander doing a great job this afternoon. First pitch, curveball in there for a strike. That's some good movement on that one.
Stay ahead, big boy. Let's go.
Next pitch coming. That one low and away, a ball. It's 1-1.
Nice job. Setting him up to bust him back inside.
That one outside again, and it's 2-1.
He's just not giving that outside corner.
No, he's
not at all.
Not at all.
Have fun, one right here.
Yeah, this one a little pop up and over to Tyler Witt for out number one.
Rodazzo pops up short with the first out of the inning.
He is flat tying him up inside.
Absolutely.
Brings up number three.
About the fourth ball Big and, Brother got.
Yep. And Dylan Chastain, the batter now. Yeah, that
nice
one
spot.
Down low ball, 1-0. That one sent
right there,
in
Modest.
The air out to right field. Modest. Oh, he dropped it. Yeah, that's going to end up at second base.
That's going to end up on second.
Struggle with that wind a little bit.
Yep. Shortstop. Number seven.
So it's going to be an E9, and Jackson the batter.
Shake it off. Isaac, shake it off. We got to have you, buddy. Hey, it's getting out. We got one. Let's get another one here.
It also might have been the case is Coach Wheaton over and Brennan Lice referred getting bit by the turf monster.
Yeah. It's getting out here. Got a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of four. It's getting out.
And time. That was a late call.
You're all right, Juan. Go get him.
Yeah, it looked to me like he was already into his windup when the umpire called time.
He did that last night, Thursday night, too. That boy.
Might have missed. A one count on Zion Jackson, the third baseman. He singled his first time up. One out, one on here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch by Witt.
Two.
In there for a strike. Great pitch there, and it's 0-2.
Go get him, Juan. Go get him. Not pitching like a freshman, is he?
Definitely not.
Nice job, Lil Witt.
And pitch outside. 1-2.
He got two more innings to start giving that corner.
Yep.
Right there.
Over to second. Tosta up with it.
Good job.
Goes to first, and it's two away.
Jackson will round out to second. That
brings up Stratton Mills.
26. Stratton Mills.
And the big man up for his second at bat. He flew out to right field his first time up.
Keep busting him. Let's go.
I'd be curious as to how tall he is. Guess about maybe what 6'3", 6'4", somewhere in there.
I give him that 6'3". Atta boy.
Swung and missed 0-1.
Can't hit what you can't see. Two.
Swung and missed 0-2. Good curveball there by
Don't
Witt.
Change nothing right there. Snap another one off. Let him talk to himself back to the dugout.
And outside for a ball, 1-2.
He overthrew that one a little bit. Now you got him one.
Yeah, Andello ball.
Sorry. Deuce is a wild.
2-2 now.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's your pitch right here. One, put him away.
And that one, a high chopper. And it's going to go foul. Caught a break on that one there. That thing went so high off that bounce on that turf that I don't think they'd have gotten either one. And that one over to Tosta.
And a corn out of baby.
The side in the inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. And we go to the top of the fifth inning. Burton leading this one 4-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel, personal attention for your next project.
Washington Animal Clinic provides dependable veterinary care and surgical services for both small pets and large animals, all while supporting the youth of Washington County. They're especially proud of the Burton Panthers baseball team as they continue their playoff run toward state. Way to go, Panthers! For trusted care that keeps your animals healthy and thriving, visit Washington Animal Clinic at 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to schedule an appointment today. Washington Animal Clinic is cheering on the Panthers all the way to state.
All right, here we go to the top of the fifth inning. And it is Brayden Martin leading things off. He'll be followed by Ruben Rodriguez and then Ryder Biggs. And Ben Talent into the windup for Port Aransas. And first pitch is a strike, 0-1.
Now you saw it, Brayden. Let's go, buddy. Get you another hit.
Martin 2-for-2 so far in the game.
Stay hot, 13. Come on now.
And that one outside, it's 1-1.
We need six this inning. Did I say that?
That would be nice.
Come on, Braden. That's a hit, that a boy.
In the left field, base hit. Now Martin 3-for-3 on the afternoon.
Martin with a single to left field.
And that'll bring up Ruben Rodriguez.
That brings up number 8, center fielder.
And Gurko will come back in to run. Courtesy running for the catcher.
Come on, you, Ruben.
And that one outside for a ball. 1-0 count.
All right, Kirka, let's go. Get in scoring position for him. Watch the move. Attaboy!
That's it. And two runners on for Burton. For Ruben, that's his first hit of the game. And now brings up Ryder Biggs.
To left. We have runners on first and second. And that brings up number 3. Ryder Biggs.
Come on, you Biggs. Let's go, buddy.
Biggs had a sack fly his first time up.
go, Little Biggs. Let's go, buddy.
And squares away the bunt. And
nice bunt. Good nobody bunt. There. Boy.
Exactly. Nobody was covering first, and so it's an infield hit. Bases loaded now for Eli Yeager.
We'll load the bases for the Panthers.
And Coach Megan is
bring up number 14.
Making out to the mound there to talk to his infielders.
Brings up number 14, the first baseman, Eli Yeager.
Burton now chance to bust this one open.
My cheerleaders finally woke up.
And goes yelling the umpire's like, how long are you going to let it be up?
Hey, his base is loaded now. All you can tell him to do is eat any base, dude. Pretty simple, right?
Yep.
But you can't do that with a rip in the gap over here. I can see a left center field gap by Yeager this time.
Yeager 1-for-2 with an RBI single his last at bat.
Come on, Yeager. Let's go 14.
Talent remains in there.
Wind really gusting in right
now.
Oh,
yeah. And pitch. Oh. Wild one gets away. Running
get out, boy.
Home. And safe. Gurka scores on the wild pitch to make it 5-0 Burton.
Number 2, Corey Gurka. Sorry, Curtis Gurka for the Panthers will score on a wild pitch.
That's a pretty good move, Coach, telling him to throw a wild pitch. I'll take that.
And so Rodriguez now third and Biggs at second.
Hey, there's two of them for you, Yeager. Base hit. Come on.
And still nobody out in this inning.
Now we only need five.
That one low blocked in the dirt. Lefty on lefty matchup here.
Got Fuller on deck.
And the 2-0 to Yeager.
There it is!
That one that is going to be drop in for a base hit.
Right there.
Rodriguez will score and they'll hold up Biggs at third base.
All right, Archer, same thing, baby.
And that makes it now 6-0 Burton. And Archer Fuller to bat.
Number 12.
Runners at the corners, nobody out.
DH.
Boy, we got a nice big cloud over there now catching a break. Let's go 12. Get you one, 12. Get you one.
That one is a strike call.
Woo! All right. I'll take that.
A one count.
Ow,
yeah, hit him.
All right, Raymer.
And that'll load the bases now for Matthew Raymer.
Come on, Matt.
It's a big opportunity here. Raymer can come through with a hit.
Matthew Raymer.
And bases loaded, nobody out here.
Paint something green, Matt. You do, baby. Come on now.
Biggs at third, Yeager second, Fuller at first.
Get you a base hit here.
Pitch from Talon. Wild. Catcher leaped up to grab that one to keep it from going to the backstop. And it's 1-0.
Get you 1-9. Come on now.
Foul tip. One ball and one strike.
Hey, you can do it, Nine. Come on, buddy. Hit it hard through the middle.
Swung and a missed on the curveball, and it's 1-2.
You can do this, Nine. You can do this.
And down low for a ball, 2-2.
Go Nine. Get out of here.
Head and foul. Jackson's going to give it a look, but it's out of play. Over
to
the left
side.
Past the third base dugout.
Have fun, Nine. Come on, bud.
Time is called. Raymer waiting on the pitch.
Way outside.
3-2.
Full count. Hey, you keep battling, Nine. You can do this. Say you can. Attaboy.
Inside ball four.
We'll take that run.
Makes the walk, and that'll bring a run home. Makes it 7-0.
All right, little Isaac. Still no outs. Bases loaded.
Isaac Modis, the batter.
With bases loaded, that brings up number 16. Isaac Mathis. The right fielder.
Modis 0 for 2, but did reach on an error his first time up.
Put something out there on the green. Let's go, Isaac. Just relax and have fun. Throw them hands. Oh, 16. There you go!
It's gonna be
that's in the gap.
It's in the gap. It's going to get
that at least
two home. Hit your scores. Four scores. And that'll make it 9-0. Burton on the two-run single for Mathis.
Score 2 runs.
Top of the order.
And now that's going to bring a visit to the mound. And that's going to bring a pitching change. And so with the pitching change, we are going to send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administrators, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
And And back we go. Dylan Chastain warming things up for the Port Aransas Marlins. We're still on top of the fifth inning. Burton has put up a five spot here and has taken a 9-0 lead. And still two runners on and nobody out with Tyler Witt due up.
Looks like the ball's
top of the order coming up.
Number three, Dylan Chastain will be taking the mound for the Marlins.
Come on, Big Witt. Let's get that 10th run right here. They got the infield in. Just hit it hard. You can do it, Levin.
And Talent, meanwhile, has gone to first, and Mills has moved over to third. And Jackson has moved over to second base.
You just stay put over there, number nine. Got a lot of batting power up here. Score that 10th run.
Went 2-for-3 in the game so far.
There goes Mottis.
And
a pass
pitch.
Ball.
Runner coming home.
Here comes Raymer.
And Raymer is going to be out at the plate. So one down now in the inning. Mottis heads to second.
Hey, he's still right there in scoring position, Tyler. Here we go.
Oh. Yeah, that one taken for a ball. 2-0 now.
I figured T. Witt was going to be swinging from the heels on that one.
Down a little ball, and it's 3-0.
Got tossed on deck.
And strike called.
Finally, now you saw it.
Finally gave an outside corner, but it was on there.
And there's a 3-0 count, too.
Yeah.
All right, Witt, now you see it, big boy. Hit this ball hard.
And foul it away, 3-2 now. Full count on Tyler Witt.
Come on, 11.
Burton can get one more run here. That means mercy rule
come
would
on,
be in
11.
Effect for the bottom of the inning. And puts this one over to right field. That's going to be out of play. Lands in the bullpen area. So the count will remain 3-2.
Keep battling, Witt. You can do this. Come on, Lep. Barrel one up here for me. Here we go. Outside.
Ball four in. Witt draws the walk.
Two on for Tosta with no with one out.
Logan Tosta the batter.
First and second.
1-for-3. He's done a double in the fielder's choice. Also scored a couple of runs.
Come on, four. We need one more run here.
Chastain gets the sign from sides. And time calm.
Hit it hard, four. Come on now. Outside.
And out there, it's 1-0. That went way outside.
A Braden Martin waiting on deck. Come on, Tosta. There you go. Come on, let's go, let's go.
That is going to be
come on.
Sit. Runner coming home, throw in to second. And runners are safe everywhere. It's going to be an RBI double for Logan Tosta.
Ah, boy.
Scores making out 10 to nothing, Burton.
That brings up number 13.
Still only one out with Braden Martin, the batter. Martin, 3 for 3.
Braden Martin.
Two in scoring position. Come on, you, Braden.
Witten the third, toss to second.
One out. 10-0, Burton, top of the fifth.
And strike called.
That wasn't you, 13. You all right.
Burton with 6 runs in this inning.
There you go.
Base hit. That'll score more.
Wave him.
Witt and going to hold Tosta.
Nice job.
RBI single for Martin. He's now 4 for 4 in this game.
Martin singles to left. Score of the run.
Gurka going to be running.
That brings up number 8.
Ruben Rodriguez, the batter.
Rodriguez,
1 for 3.
Let's go, Ruben. Stay hot, buddy.
And pitch down low ball.
Come on, 8.
1-0 count on Rodriguez.
That's
2-1.
Still only one out, Doug. Runners on the corners.
Yep.
Hit one hard, Ruben. Come on now. There goes Gurka.
That one in the hole of third. Mills up and throws to first.
Another
two
run
down.
Comes home.
Runner coming to third.
Gurka went all the way to first to third. Nice running.
Run scored to make it. It's now 12 to nothing, Burton.
All right, little Biggs.
And Ryder Biggs coming up for his second at bat of the inning.
Well, on out of first, but scored an RBI. Next up, number 3. Ryder Biggs.
Now 12 nothing. Come on, Ryder. Burton.
There it is.
Max, that one a base hit. Scoring is going to be Gurka.
Singles to center.
Makes it 13 to nothing, Burton.
Number 14.
And Eli Yeager.
Come on, Eli. Keep this thing going.
Yeager now the 13th batter of the inning for the Panthers.
Let's keep rolling, guys.
And strike called.
Come on, Yeager. Base hit.
Taken for a ball, 1-1.
I got Majewski on deck. Let's see if we can't get him up there to the plate. Come on, Yeager.
And pitches inside for a ball. 2-1.
Ball, Eli. Ball 3.
And 3-1 now.
Do one more ball here and get Hank up to the plate. Good job.
And ball 4. Are you kidding me? Runner going, throw down a save. Stolen base for Biggs, but wow, that thing was like a foot outside there.
Here we go.
Three balls, two strikes on Jaeger now.
Biggs was kind of in no man's land because he thought it was a ball, too.
Yeah.
And a base hit.
Gonna smack that one.
Hold
here.
Up.
And Biggs coming home, and he will score to make it 14 to nothing. Jaeger going the second. He's in there.
All right, Hank.
Yeah,
you relax up there. You rip
up
one.
There.
Bring up 23.
Hank Majezik. Come on, little Hank. You Hank. Rip one for Dad.
Yep. He's batting for Archer Fuller. Burton with a 14 to nothing lead. Yeah, it looks like we're going to start emptying the bench. I see Houston Hody on deck.
Come on, Hank. Get you a hit here, buddy. You can do this. Have fun up there, 23. Line drive. Yeah, line drive, 23.
Foul tip.
Swing.
And it's 0-1.
Let's go, 23. You can do this. Feel a line drive somewhere. There you go! Atta, baby!
Drop in for it. Jaeger coming
home. Job, Hank!
And it's an RBI single from Majewski.
Majewski single to left for a run.
We got Houston Hody coming up now. Two outs.
Next up to the plate, number 18, Houston
Hody. Houston Hody, the batter, batting for Matthew Raymer. As it's now 15 to nothing, Burton. Burton putting up a 10 spot here on the top of the fifth.
Let's go, Houston.
Swing on a miss, 0-1.
Can do this, bud, right here.
Hody swings and misses 0-2.
Got number 6 on deck if Hody can get on here.
That would be Ashton Fuller. And Hody swings and misses. He's down on strikes. That'll retire the side, but a big inning for the Panthers. They put 10 runs on the board. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Burton leads it 15 to nothing. Back at we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academic, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, bottom of the fifth inning, and it is going to Burton Panthers with a 15-0 lead, and it's going to be Dylan Scaff, Dallas Byler, and Wyatt Sides to bat here against Easton Witt. Run rule is into effect, so Burton can get three outs here without them scoring six runs. Burton's moving on to the next round of the playoffs.
Let's go, Little Witt. Have fun. Finish this thing.
Scaff laid down a sack bunt his first time up, and next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0 count.
Hey, throw strikes. Here we go.
And a strike call, 2-1.
Pump it in there, buddy. Come hit their way on.
And down low for a ball. And it's 3-1.
Let's go one. You can finish this thing, buddy. Out of way.
It's 3-2. Full count now.
One more time, one. Go get him. Atta, baby.
Out of strike. Swung out and missed. That's one away.
Two and more to go, buddy. Two more to go.
Dallas Byler.
Keep pumping it in there, Little Witt.
Okay, yeah, just double checking on Game Changer. Make sure I got that. That we are, it is 15-0. They just hadn't put that other run on the scoreboard yet. And pitches a strike call. That one inside, 1-1.
Good spot. Here we go, Juan. Finish strong, buddy. Yeah. Nice job.
Oh, I missed. 1-2.
Hey, one more time, Juan. Snap a curve off in here.
That one. Eat it up,
Tosta.
Tosta up with it. Throw to first. And it's two away. And so Port Aransas now down to their final out of the season in this Wyatt Sides bats. Burton one out away from moving on to the regional championship.
Next up to the plate, number 8, Wyatt Sides.
Little Biggs told Little Witt something, got a chuckle out of it.
And it hit him.
I don't think he told him to do that, though.
No, I kind of doubt that. And that'll bring up Travis Cullen, the designated hitter. And Tom Coleman going to get a courtesy one for Sides.
16, DH. Travis Cullen.
Number 13.
That would be Jake Hoffman coming in to run.
Hey, we got two boys. Let's finish this thing, Little Witt. Come on now.
So Hoffman, the courtesy runner at first. Pitch from Easton Witt. Down low, I'm guessing, for a ball. 1-0.
Come on, Juan.
That one ground ball
up,
third.
Big.
That should be it. Biggs up with it. Put on a first.
Yes.
And got him.
Ball game.
And that is it. The Burton Panthers win it 15-0. Your final score. And the Burton Panthers are moving on to the regional championship. They take the series 2-1. And that will send us to our post-game show. And we will be back with the post-game after we hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red!
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you on the Happy Total Board on the postgame show. Burton Panthers winning at 15-0 in five innings. They take the series 2-1. And now moving on to the regional championship. But what an afternoon here with Easton Witt getting his first playoff start here. Gets the win and then helped out by some good defense and plenty of offense today, Daryl.
Yeah, he didn't pitch like a freshman. He stepped up. You know, I said it in pregame, but when you have a big brother, that little one wants to be better than that big one and do everything that brother can do and more. He stepped up today. He pounded them inside. The biggest thing I saw today, we were focused, and it started with both coaches, not one, both. Vic Smith was talking at first today. Coach Taylor was talking at third. At times they were loose, which you have to be, because you can't make the game bigger than it is. Otherwise your kids, your team feels that. And if you feel like the game is bigger than it really is, you're going to tense up. And when you tense up, you have a tendency to grab that bat a little bit tighter. Be a little bit more nervous in that field. But the fans today, hats off to them. They had fun today. Yeah, when you can win 15-0, it is fun. But the enthusiasm that we showed today, starting out there on the field, the guys had the eye of the tiger. And from here on out, you know, when we go to Shiner, wherever we play them, we're going to have to play better than we did today because they're our solid team. But these guys know what it takes. We're not going to sneak up on them like we did last year, but these guys aren't scared to play them. They're ready for them. I think that's been marked on everybody's calendar since last year. But just to see these guys step up the way they did today, I was so proud for Hank. Like I told you, emotionally, with Dustin, his dad, getting to throw that pitch out, you know his son wanted to be there.
Oh, yeah.
But for him to come here today, get his chance to hit and rip him a line drive single in a gap, Dad's smiling right now,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get him to come up here and talk because it is a special day, and I want him to tell his emotions about his dad getting to do what he did today and the rest of these guys. But just can't say enough about this team, about Little Witt on the bump.
And here they come.
What he did to step up, oh my.
All right, and we're going to bring the guys in. And we're going to start with Easton Witt. And let's see, go ahead and grab the mic here. And Easton, congratulations on this big win here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, coming down here, chance to go in here in this third game. And I know as a freshman, were there any butterflies going out there on the mound today?
No, sir, not too bad because I've played, like, with the older guys, and I'm real comfortable playing with them, so it's just like another game.
And they helped you out getting a couple runs early in there, and I know, well, especially with all this offense, makes your job a lot easier out there, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. When we got so many runs on the board, it's easier for me.
Yeah, and now you guys get to move on to the next round of the playoffs, and looking like it's probably going to be Shiner, and you're going to be ready next week if Coach calls your number again?
Yes, sir.
All right, Easton, congratulations. And now we're going to talk to Hank Majewski. And, Hank, congratulations on the big win here today. You had a chance to come up there in that last inning, and in that at-bat, got to deliver an RBI single there. And what were you seeing up at the plate there?
I was just really, first swing I just swung off of it and didn't keep my head on it, but then the second swing I was just focusing on going the other way and hitting it over the shortstop's head.
Yeah, and that brought in some more runs for you guys, and just a great job by you guys of bouncing back after that tough night in the second game and getting this win. And I know to come back and take this series is going to make for a nice ride on the way back home, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Great. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then, of course, kind of a conflict. We talked about it a little bit earlier, Daryl and I, kind of a conflict today because I know your dad getting a great opportunity to throw out the first pitch of the Longhorn game that, you know, like to have been. It's too bad you weren't cloned. That way you could be both places
yes,
at once.
Sir.
But I know you're proud of your dad and him getting this opportunity today.
Sir.
And just tell him about it.
Well, so on Thursday, I was hoping we'd go win both games, but not everything happened the way we wanted it to. We split, and so we had to play today, and I just figured that it'd be best if I just came with my team because I'm a part of the team.
Yeah.
I just figured that I put my team before myself.
Yeah, and we know he, if he was listening to the radio broadcast when he came through that hit, he had to have a big smile on his face.
Yes, sir,
I know it was hard, Hank, that you wanted to be there, but what you did here, y'all got a chance to do something really special.
Yes, sir.
And I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
And this whole group. It takes a team to win the whole deal. You never know when your number's going to get called. That's fun getting that rip. I talk all the time. Your swing is so smooth.
Thank you.
You just got to get up there, have fun, because your time is coming.
Yes, sir.
And next game, you might get two at-bats, maybe three.
Yes, sir.
And this, you build on this. But we're so proud of you, your dad. That's quite an honor for what he got to do today, like Doug said. And, you know, I told him I had to say it one time. I guess I got to say it twice, hook 'em and stuff. But
we'll, you know, that's killing him.
Stuff. But think the world of you and your family. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And let's get Tyler Witt in here. And Tyler, big win for you guys today. And you were on base three times in the game in this one. But more importantly, you got to be there for your younger brother as he picked up the win this afternoon.
Yes, sir. I've been playing with him a long time, even on the same team back to like 15, 14 years. So just playing with him all those years and then coming now in the third round, I knew I had full confidence in him. I've seen him pitch games like this. So everyone else is like, I think he's nervous. And I was like, nah, he's all right.
I told Doug, I said, when you have a younger sibling, they usually try to outdo the older one.
Yes, sir.
And as growing up, I know he tried to follow in your steps and do better than you. That put him in this position today to be on that mound, and he was cool as could be.
Yes, sir. He did. He did great. He allowed one or two hits through five innings. One of his best outings yet. Yeah. I mean, the last time he threw more than three innings was in the Schulenberg tournament.
And, I mean, busting him inside. What I said here, anytime you have confidence to bust somebody inside as much as he was doing, you're not going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I told Doug, if that's wood bats, he busted a bunch of them.
Yes, sir.
But what made this even more huge, if somebody gets in a bind, you can put a little cat up on the mound, and you have no worries about, hey, he's a freshman. No such thing anymore.
Yes, sir.
This grew him up today to even boost that confidence, and a lot goes to you because I know he looks up to you.
Yes, sir. I mean, I think our whole team knows now that if we get to a game three, we got a guy just like we had last year.
Yeah, and Tyler, congratulations on this win, and now let's go get Shiner next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's bring Ryder Biggs in here. And Ryder, another good game out there today, and you had yourself a couple of hits, a sack fly, drove in a couple of runs.
Yes, sir.
And just a great job. Looks like you're seeing the ball pretty well up there at the plate.
Yes, sir. Coach Smith, he's always telling me that I need to see the ball better, and I've been trying my best to work at it. Just knowing I'm staying on time to make sure the ball gets in play, at least in between short and second, all the time. I mean, that's really it right there.
Tell me about, we thought it was ball four, too. And I know you thought it was ball four. You was out there in no man's land. And then they called it a strike. So you had a slide in the back door at second. I mean, I would have done the same thing. If your coach sat there and fussed or anything about it, just shake your head at him. Oh, there he is. I'm sorry. Great job over there, buddy. Let's keep having fun, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, and we will see y'all next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Ryder. And
great, come on.
And now we're going to get Braden Martin up here. And Braden, of course, big game for you at the plate today, 4-for-4.
Yes, sir.
And you were seeing the ball pretty well up there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It felt pretty good at the plate today, you know. With a game like this, you know, game three, knowing the position we're in, you know, I had to pick up a big role today and, you know, pit the ball and play and get our runs in.
So. Yeah, and you certainly did that. And of course, you're catching a young freshman pitcher in his first big playoff start. And what was your – we thought he did a pretty good job out there today.
Yeah, it was really good, you know. It was a really big thing for him to do that, you know. As a freshman, you know, that's a big spot for him. And, you know, for him to pitch that good and, you know, have that confidence, that shows a lot. And, you know, we need that part of Easton, you know, going on to the next round, especially knowing who we're playing. him playing like that, you know, that's real special.
Tell me, from where I was sitting right here, was it a little bit outside on those pitches, or was he just not giving that? Because he was consistent on both teams, not giving that outside corner to a right-hand hitter. Was it outside? Or?
Yeah, I would say probably, you know, 70 to 80% of them that he called balls were outside. But, you know, a few here and there, they were definitely there. But, you know, it didn't affect him, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Easton just kept his groove and just kept on going.
Yeah, busting it inside.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because when you saw a guy off, all he's going to do is dribble it back to the pitcher,
yes,
or
sir,
pop it up,
yes,
and
sir,
stuff. And by your confidence in staying inside with him and making him throw it inside, because he has to hit your target.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes,
stuff.
Sir.
And Braden, heck of a job. Let's have fun.
Yes, sir.
This weekend.
Yes, sir.
But stay focused.
Yes, sir, always.
We got a big task coming up.
Yes, sir.
We O-Shiner.
Oh, yeah.
And they are talking really cocky and tough, how,
yeah, they,
you
yeah
know, we don't have a chance.
Yep.
Let's just go smoke them.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank
you. And now we got Logan Toster coming in. And Logan, congratulations on this win here this afternoon. You guys, you coming out, and you had a couple of really big doubles in that game that were real important in making some good plays in the field there as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and just tell us on those two at-bats where you ripped the doubles, what were you seeing up there?
I mean, I knew they weren't throwing me no curveballs because that's all they were giving me Thursday. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to sit fastball, and that's exactly what I was doing. And they were just right down the middle, so I just swung. And it was usually the first pitch, so.
Yeah, and, of course, this was a big game here because I know after that second game from Thursday night, y'all wanted to come back up here and take care of business. What was the mindset on the ride down here this morning?
I mean, we were all actually really relaxed rather than any other game. We were all just like, we got to beat this team. We have to beat this team. And then that's just, we just had to lock in.
Yep.
Well, buddy, not only on this ball field, we're proud of you on that track meet. I know we didn't do what we hoped we were going to do, but getting to state and running like y'all did, which I heard it was really close from 1 to 5,
yes, sir,
could have, you know, a step here, a step there, you're in the medal.
Yes,
but
sir,
to do multiple sports and to do it well, like you do and the rest of your guys, that's what makes Burton special to Daryl.
Yes, sir.
And everything. The plays you're doing on defense, hey, defense wins you championships, okay? You just keep playing behind your pitchers. You have to be a leader and talk,
yes,
and
sir,
stuff. Have fun, and really proud of you. Let's go get Shiner.
Yes, sir.
All right. And now let's get Coach Taylor in here. And, Coach?
Yes, sir.
How proud are you of these guys right now?
Man, it's a good day. I'm really proud of them. It makes it easy when we score that many runs. It makes it easy on me in the dugout, especially when you jump out ahead early in the game. And Easton did a great job on the mound. Didn't give up a walk, I don't think.
Nope.
And that's big.
That was it.
That's big. So I'm proud of the guys.
Yeah, and Easton coming out, getting the chance to get a start here in – being just a freshman didn't seem to bother him. He just went out there and took care of business.
You know, and I was a little nervous about that. He hadn't pitched in a while. I don't think he's pitched since Somerville, and I think it was just 3 innings. And he did a great job. You know, he settled in. You know, we got 2 runs in the first. I think that helped. And like I said, he threw strikes, and you can't defend a walk. And then the guys play behind you. So,
my opinion, what he did out there has to make you really feel like, hey, God willing, we're going to do a 2 out of 3. If you do a 1, hey, have at it. But if you do get to this stage again, you're not going to have to worry about, hey, maybe I throw him second. Maybe I have him third. You're going to do what you have to, but this has to, as a coach, make you feel really confident that handing that ball off to a freshman.
Definitely. You know, like I said, seeing him throw strikes, and that was big today because he hadn't been played in a game this big magnitude. And he did a great job. I'm proud of him, proud of the guys behind him. we hit the ball well today. I was a little nervous about the wind blowing in, but we kept the ball out of the air. We put the ball on the ground, cut it in half, and hit line drive. So they did a great job all around.
Actually, the other night, the second game, we hit a lot of balls hard. You're right. They stayed up in the air, but the center fielder, he ran a lot of stuff down Thursday night that most of the time would have fell for us.
Right.
And we booted two balls that we normally don't do. And we were still in the game, had a chance to win
stuff.
But to show the team come back like we did today, the biggest I was enthused about, I could hear you and Big Smith both talking today, having fun. And then that fed over to the stands that the fans were actually cheering, that I didn't have to tell them, look, guys, we ain't at a funeral. To me, that's big for those young kids. They want to hear people cheering for them, coaches being upright, because you know yourself, you get tense when you get yelled at and stuff. But what a win.
Yes, sir. And like going back on the atmosphere, it was, you know, this game's about having fun. And when you're yelling all the time, that's no fun. Or I'm yelling, that's not no fun. And you know, we bunted the ball today. We did a little bit of everything, and the kids executed. And yep. And then that creates the atmosphere of having fun. And we scored runs, and a great day.
We're going to have to now to the end after we win state. You're going to have to sit there and play that small ball. Those kids don't realize. I know you were mad the other night, and I'm going to use the word pissed. When we didn't get them balls down, they have to understand you're up there to sacrifice yourself. Just put the ball down, because it's so huge to get them runners
right
in scoring position.
And that's it. And a good team score those runs when they're scoring position. We didn't do that in the second game.
No.
And I say that good teams always score those runs, especially with two outs. If you can score those runs with two outs, it puts pressure on the other team, the other pitcher. And I couldn't be more proud of these guys. So. I think it's about time for me to go sit under the shade tree and put a cork and minnow on.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go, Coach. We appreciate it.
With a big old glass of Kool-Aid.
That's right.
Come on, Shiner.
And we will see you next week.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Darryl.
Thank you, bro. Right.
Safe trip home.
Proud of
back with more of the postgame after we hear another threat from our sponsors.
Summer is almost here, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
To Burton alumni, all of Market Realty, Inc. congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank.
Warren Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. And as Burton Baseball heads into playoff action, Burton Meat Processing is proud to back the Panthers. Congratulations on a strong season and best of luck on the field.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, as we come back here, let's take a look at the final stats for this one. And for the Panthers, Tyler Witt, he was 2-for-3 in the game with a pair of singles and a walk. He also scored a couple of runs. Logan Tosta was 3-for-4 in the game with a single and a pair of doubles and also scored 3 runs and had an RBI. Braden Martin, 4-for-4 with an RBI. And Coy Gurka came off the bench there and had 3 runs scored as a courtesy runner in the game. Ruben Rodriguez, 1-for-4. He had a single and also drove in a couple of runs and scored a run. Ryder Biggs, 2-for-3. Had 2 singles, a sac fly, drove in 2 and scored a couple of runs. Eli Yeager, 3-for-4. And had 3 hits. All 3 of them RBI singles, also scored a couple of runs. Hank Majeski coming through with a pinch hit RBI single. And he had Matthew Raymer was 0-for-2, but did have a RBI on a bases loaded walk. And then Isaac Mattis, 1-for-3 with a 2-run single and scored a run. Easton Witt on the afternoon, 63 pitches, threw 40 of them for strikes, 5 innings pitched, 1 hit, and struck out 3. Back with more of the postgame after we hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
K&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Burton Panther baseball team, specializing in residential custom homes. You'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are wishing the Burton Panthers baseball team and their coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Panthers all the way.
Okay, back we go here, and reminder, don't miss the final UIL event of the year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through the 6th at Del Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. Once again, your final score here, Burton Panthers win it 15-0, and great job all the way around by Burton. And now we just found out Daryl Shiner won their game this afternoon, 7-2. And so now it will be Burton and Shiner next week for the regional championship.
Yeah, I'm sure. Everybody, like I said a while ago, had that penciled down to be a matchup that we're going to have to move on, and they were going to have to move on. Now the question, is it going to be 2 out of 3, one game? Is it going to be in Bastrop or is it going to be in LaGrange? Is it going to rain or isn't it going to rain? What day are you going to get it in? It's supposed to start raining really good on Tuesday through Saturday.
And you got graduation Friday night.
So that's going to be – Friday's going to be out for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you're playing with fire because you're going to have it in by midnight on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So you're really going to have to play at a field that has turf. We might be driving back in 87 when our guys won the state title.
Okay.
They ran from one all the way to San Antonio. But great job. Wherever it is, we're ready to go.
Absolutely. We got one more break to get in, and we'll send you back to the studios, and let's hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to 3 great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, well, that's going to do it for us here. Once again, your final score, Burton wins at 15-0. They take the series 2-1. I want to thank the folks here at Yoakum for their hospitality. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, a big thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki saying good night, everybody.
Today's broadcast of the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by Trailmaster Clearing and Mulching, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Play North Architecture, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Brenham National Bank, Dahman and Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Glenn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Kendra Tile, Citizen State Bank, EDM Pipe and Steel, Canty Car Wash, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Larry Poppy Construction, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Digger Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tillman Construction, Kiki's Family Daryl, Katie Trenton Tucker, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Sandtown Catering, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. Again, the Burton Panthers won against Port Aransas 15-0. So good job to our Panthers. And stay tuned for their next playoff game, which will probably be against Shiner most likely. This is Grayson on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. And this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.